Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to start another work week the right way on a positive note by heading down to Walt Disney World for a quick virtual trip. Listener Morgan is standing by out in Virginia to talk about her trip down to Walt Disney World last December. So get ready for some fun Walt Disney World at the Holidays talk today. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They are the resource to help you stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacations. Their clients have saved up to 4 hours in line each day of their Disney vacations. And when you're going during the busy times down at Walt Disney World, and when is it not busy lately? This can be a great resource to help you have more time at the pools, maybe playing some putt-putt, just touring the resorts and having a great time with your friends or family. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast over at touringplans.com. It's that time of the year where we have to start thinking about our Christmas and holiday shopping. And if you're doing that shopping online over at Amazon, we'd sure appreciate it if you click through our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It'll cost you nothing extra, and you're still going to get all of those Prime benefits that you know and love. And this is the time that it really does help support everything we do on the show throughout the year. So if you wouldn't mind, bookmark it on all your devices and use it as often as you can. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1562 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you, and a special salute today to all of our active and retired military. It is Veterans Day, so thank you again to all who serve and have served. We know that we have a lot of military families in our audience. You guys, again, we say this every year, you're the best among us. Our country is amazing because of the sacrifices you have made to assure that we stay the best country in the world and help everybody else around the world that needs it. So again, big salute to you. Thank you so much for your service. We can't thank you enough for those sacrifices over the years. All right, let's get to some great Disney talk today. Virtual trip, as we do on Mondays. We kind of tricked you last Monday. Pam jumped in. We did listener questions because she was MIA for a while and she was missing it. So she's down at Walt Disney World this weekend. This past weekend, she was down there for a wedding for somebody in our podcast family and travel agent family. So she's just a busy person, but we could all wish we could be Pam Forrester. But today, again, we have a special guest joining us from out in Virginia. Morgan's on the line. Morgan, how you doing today?
Hi, Mike. I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's always great to start a week talking Disney. And, this is getting to be my favorite time of the year. You know, you have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And today we have a special treat. We're talking about the holidays down at Walt Disney World.
Yep. My favorite time.
So we're going to talk about your trip, but like I've started to do over the last few months, I like to kind of get to know the folks who take the time to come on the show and make our Mondays awesome. So give us a little background. Why Disney for you? What makes it so special?
Sure. So I'm a 90s kid. I was born in 1998. So I grew up on VHS tapes. I had all the classic Disney movies. So I was raised on those. My favorite's Peter Pan. And my first trip to Disney was in 2002. And we actually went because my dad's a police officer. And this was right after 9/11, where they were offering free admission to first responders and half off of rooms. So I was only 4 at the time, but I really think that was when I just fell in love with Disney. I fell in love with the magic just at 4 years old. I loved the characters, all the rides. And after that, we pretty much went almost every year, sometimes every 2 or 3. So my family just really enjoys going there. It's a good time for all of us to be together. It's just my favorite place.
You know what? I can almost, like, as you said that, I can see, because again, I'm quite a bit older than you. I started teaching in 99. So there you have it. But, I remember Paige had those VHS tapes, in the big box, and like they had like a smell, they had that sound as you opened and closed them. I mean, you took me back memory lane right there just thinking about those. But now actually at Walt Disney World, they sell, I think they're like notepads that look like those boxes.
Oh, I've seen those before, and I've seen them at the Disney store, too. I love those.
I'm going to have to get those for Paige. Now, let me ask you about this, because you went down for the first time when you were four, and it sounds like your family was kind of enticed by this first responders offer, which is awesome. I love when Disney does stuff like that for folks who are going above and beyond in society. But what was it something that was kind of, did your parents like Disney? Did they kind of bring it into the family, or was this one of those things like, my daughter's four, she's hooked on the Disney movies, I guess we got to take her.
So I think they were kind of just waiting for a time where I'd kind of remember it. I know my mom went to Disney when she was younger and really liked it. Honestly, my dad is not the biggest fan of Disney World. He's just not really a crowds person. And he doesn't like waiting in line for stuff. But my mom's always really loved Disney World. And I know that that was important for her to take her two kids with her. So my sister was two when we went.
That's a busy time. Two kids under four and under. That's I'm glad we had ours separate, because I don't know if I could have done two kids at once. There was only two of us. You know, we had to like two on one to the little one. That was crazy.
Yeah, there's this really funny picture that we have of us in Animal Kingdom, where I'm smiling and you look over to the right and my sister just is bawling her eyes out for no reason.
But those are the best. Those are the best pictures ever. Those are the ones you'll hang on the mantle, you know, 20 years later, because it's like, oh, we're at the happiest place on earth. And there she is screaming her head off.
That's screaming. Yeah. Got to give it to my mom for doing that. But yeah, so my mom and I are definitely the bigger Disney fans out of my family. So we try to go every year, and actually her and I are going on a trip in about 2 weeks, just us two, which I'm really looking forward to. Cause like I said, her and I are like really big Disney fans. So I think it'll be nice to kind of just have the two bigger fans of the family going and going at our pace.
Nice. All right. Well, I want to ask you about that as we wrap this up. I want to kind of talk about moving forward with that trip, because that sounds super interesting. But let's jump into the trip you took last December. A lot of folks are getting excited for their trips down to Walt Disney World here to close out 2019. The parks have been decorated for Christmas, it feels like, for months, even though, you know, it's only been a couple of weeks, except for, I think Sunset Boulevard went up like in August. It was kind of early over there, but what can you do? You know, Halloween's behind us. We just skip Thanksgiving when it comes to Disney fans, I guess. It's one of my favorite holidays, but you know, Disney doesn't care about Thanksgiving. Boom, full steam ahead for Christmas. So is this the reason you decided to go last December? Was it like you wanted to see the decorations? You want to be a part of the holidays down there to just work out better for your schedules? How'd that all go?
So we really like going in December. We've gone the week before Christmas probably about four times now. We used to go a lot in the summer, but we do not do that anymore. After going one of the times in December and realizing that the crowds just aren't as bad, it's not as hot. I want to say the highest it got when we went was maybe 75, 80. Mm-hmm. So all of that's just really appealing to us. My sister and I are both in college. So the week before Christmas, her and I are both out of school. So it's an easy time for all of us to travel. And we just love Christmas time at Disney. It's so magical. And Christmas is our favorite holiday. So
same. If you're a Christmas fan and you've never been to Walt Disney World during the holidays, the thing is, you can go down even after Christmas. Now, it is really busy once you get that week between Christmas and New Year's. It's a nut house. But with some planning, I mean, I've done it many, many times, and we've always had a great time. You know, I think every Disney fan needs to see it, you know, because I don't know, like in my family, you know, as we get up on Christmas morning and start opening the gifts under the tree, we always have, sometimes we have to kind of, you know, we've already opened all the gifts by the time the Christmas special, you know, from Walt Disney World comes on the TV. And it used to be years ago, it used to be more of a parade. Now it's just kind of a, you know, 2-3 hours promotional video, but who cares? You know, we're Disney fans. We like seeing the new cruise ship and, you know, seeing Alani and all these, you know, new offerings and stuff. But I mean, I think that as a Disney fan in the United States, we kind of grow up with these images of Walt Disney World with the toy soldiers marching down Main Street. You know, I think it's fun for everybody to get to see for themselves.
For sure. And definitely our favorite part are the Christmas trees in each of the parks. Those are just hard to beat.
Definitely. Okay, so let's hop into your trip. And so I'd imagine you were the point person for the planning. So how did the planning of this trip go, with getting everybody on the same page?
So we tend to wait until free dining comes out to plan these trips. And so a lot of the times we don't really have a whole lot of margin between when we plan our trip to when we go. So I want to say we had planned this trip just a few months prior. And my mom and I, like, one of our favorite parts about Disney trips is the planning. So her and I just go crazy over planning. We are those people that are up at 7 a.m. our time booking fast passes. We have countdowns on our phones. So we just go crazy. And we knew where we wanted to stay. For us, the hotel isn't as big of a deal. So we tend to stay at value resorts. But we actually really like Pop Century. We think that for the price you're paying, you're actually getting a really good deal, especially with the renovated rooms. So we actually did end up staying in a renovated room at Pop Century. But my mom and I did most of the planning. My sister and my dad are pretty hands-off when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Sounds like my wife. She likes going, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. She's like, I just trust you. That's what she says. I trust you. I'll pack the clothes. Let's go. You know, tell me when the flight is. And, that's because she does everything else with, you know, Mallory's cheerleading and runs the house and stuff and teaches full time. So I get it, you know, and that's my job. That's what she tells me. Hey, that's what you do. So I got it under control. I agree with you about Pop Century and the new rooms now, you know, by now they're all the new rooms. You don't have to worry about that if you're heading down there soon. The only disappointment I have is, and it's kind of like one of those, you know, positive negative type things, is that now you have the Skyliner, which is incredible. It helps you get around to the studios and to Epcot so quickly. And you can also hop over to Caribbean Beach for more dining options, even some nice shopping, and just to kind of stroll around this newly renovated resort. But, you know, it's almost a moderate resort now. You know, they've raised the prices for the convenience of the Skyliner. It hurts a little bit, but I mean, I'm paying it because, like, I'm staying there for Marathon Weekend. But, you know, it's going to be a great convenience, but, you know, Pop Century isn't the value it used to be. I mean, it's still cheaper than the moderate resorts by a tick, but, you know, it works out well because, like you said, it sounds like you guys go a lot. And Marathon Weekend, you know, I could sleep on a bed of nails and it wouldn't matter because you're so tired. So I went with that. So I think you make great points there. Now, is there anything about Pop Century, though, that somebody that's not stay there that really kind of sells it for you?
Sorry, can you repeat?
No, sure. Is there anything about Pop Century, though, that, like, for somebody who's never been there, that you might, you know, tell them that this is why you stay there?
So we really enjoy the theming of it. It's really fun to kind of find out which section we're going to be staying in. You know, the big, like, rolling dice and the people dancing on, like, the hallways. We just really enjoy the theming of it. It's a good location for us. It's, you know, pretty close to Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios. The food court is amazing. Mm-hmm. We really enjoy the food there. The pools are nice. So cool. We love Pop Century.
All the reasons I stayed there. I was there in September, and I can't wait to be back in January. It's going to be so fun. All right, so let's hop into the travel down. Now, here's the thing about traveling in December to Walt Disney World. You don't have to worry about it for the most part in Florida, but it can get dicey in places like Virginia, St. Louis, the Midwest, especially upper Midwest, like Michigan, Wisconsin, you know, Minnesota. Hopefully you guys didn't have any travel issues, did you? And did you guys fly down, drive down? How'd that go?
So we actually did run into some travel issues.
So you got to think about that when you travel in the winter.
Yep. And it's so funny. We'll go a month without ice or snow or anything. And of course, the day we travel is when there's ice on the ground. So our plane did get delayed about 4 hours, which isn't too bad. People have definitely had it a lot worse. But it did put a damper on some things. You know, we were kind of starting to get cranky. I think we had gotten to the airport at like 5 or 6 in the morning. So definitely caused a little bit of frustration, but we got there. It was fine. The flight is only about 2 hours from DC. So that's always really nice. And then we hopped on the Magical Express, which that's one of my favorite parts too about going to Disney. I love watching the little shorts that they play. And I don't remember his name, but the bus driver that's always in
Gus.
The videos.
Gus the bus. Yeah, it's Gus, I think.
Yep, that's my man. So, yep, we hopped on the Magical Express, and we got to Pop Century probably about midday or so. And for some reason, whenever we get to our hotels, typically, you know, they always say, like, your room won't be ready until about 3 or so. Whenever we go, they usually have our room ready by the time that we get there. So we were able to just drop our bags off and head over to Animal Kingdom.
Nice. I'm going to have to use your name because mine haven't been ready lately. They're like, oh, it's Mike Rallman. Nope. You can wait till three, sucker. And that's, I have bad luck lately. That used to happen to me all the time. Just not lately. I wonder if I said anything wrong and somebody hurt. No, I doubt it.
Yeah, so, your name's on a list somewhere.
Exactly. I feel like, oh no, there's that guy. I don't know why, because I love every place I stay. It's always my favorite by the time I get home. And I don't know if you knew Gus the bus driver, he's actually a Streetmosphere character over at the studios. I've seen him perform.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, there's Gus, but he's not Gus then. He's somebody else. Well, but anyway. Yeah,
have to watch out for him.
You will. It's pretty cool. You'll see him pop up all over. He's done other stuff too. It's kind of interesting. So you guys headed over to Animal Kingdom. Interesting first choice for a park. I mean, a lot of folks have to go see Cinderella Castle immediately upon landing. So why Animal Kingdom?
So I think my family's probably been about 12 or 13 times. So we're not as set on like having to see Magic Kingdom right when we get there, because we know that we're going to get there eventually. I don't exactly remember the reason why we went with Animal Kingdom first, but we started there. And at that point, we were really hungry. So we went to Satuli Canteen.
Yes, and I
had gone on a trip earlier that year with my boyfriend. So I had actually already tried Satuli Canteen, but my family hadn't. So I was like hyping it up to them before we went on this trip, saying that it was probably the best quick service restaurant on property. And I even showed them the menu and they were like, is it really the best? But we all loved it. It was so good. It was definitely a fan favorite among my family, which I was glad because I really hyped it up. And I know it's one of your favorites.
Oh, man. I'm just glad they don't have those here locally because, you know, that'd be the rival for Taco Bell for me. You know, I'd be like Taco Bell, Satuli Canteen. I'd be getting my cheeseburger pods and my protein bowl and have to find somebody to split it with every night because that'd be my life and I'd be huge.
Yep, same. So from then we did It's Tough to Be a Bug, which, funny enough, I'm 21 years old and that attraction still freaks me out, especially when it all goes dark and the spray is going. But after that, we did Expedition Everest, which we had a fast pass for. We ended up having to wait about an hour and a half for the safari, but that one's always a must do for my family if we're going to Animal Kingdom. And it ended up being really great that we waited that long because we had really good views of the animals that day. My favorite animal is elephants, and there were probably like 7 or 8 roaming around. So that's always cool because, you know, you never know what you're going to get with the safari.
True.
Just animals might be sleeping or not really wanting to come out, but the animals were really lively this time, so that was a lot of fun. And then we did Navi River Journey, which I had done before, but I wanted my family to experience it. It's a really nice ride,
yes.
Probably wouldn't do it without a fast pass.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I honestly like that ride better than Flight of Passage because I get kind of a little queasy on that one. I've said that a few times, and I just like how I wish that Navi was a little bit longer, but I love the visuals and how they bring things to life. I mean, the colors, the motion of things, not only on your sides, but above you, and just the sounds and it's almost like a tantalizing soundtrack too. It's like a kind of like a Small World 2.0.
Yeah. And I will say, in my opinion, that ride has the best animatronic on property.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Shaman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Definitely. Let me ask you this though, real quick, because you mentioned you waited an hour and a half for the safari. Overall, during this time, you're there, I think, December 17th to the 21st ish, like right in there, right?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So were the crowds heavy? I mean, that's a pretty long wait for the safari.
So overall, throughout the trip, the crowds really weren't that bad. But for some reason, that ride just had a long wait. Like, I really don't think Animal Kingdom had a whole lot of people, especially compared to like summertime. But on this particular day, I guess everyone just wanted to do the safari.
Sometimes you get a giraffe jam and it stops everything. I've seen that. So maybe that's what happened. Who knows?
Right. So then we did a few other rides that day. But the highlight of that day was definitely our Boma dinner. Boma is a staple for my family. It's something we have to do every trip. Never fails. So that was really, really good. And then we hopped on a bus to the Magic Kingdom. And this was something that I got from listening to a podcast. I think someone asked a question about doing this, but we ended up hopping on a monorail at Magic Kingdom and going to the Poly because it was a Christmas party night, so we couldn't get into the Magic Kingdom, but we wanted to watch the fireworks that night from one of the deluxe resorts just because we had never done that before. And like I said, I heard someone had done that on this podcast and it sounded like a lot of fun. And it was a really neat experience. Something that I noted about it was you could see very big picture details from that far away. So you could see everything really well. But I think when you're up close to the castle, you can kind of miss sometimes the detail to the fireworks. Like I noted that there's a heart-shaped firework that goes up. And that I don't really think you'd be able to see up close in the Magic Kingdom. So that's something I would definitely recommend to anyone that hasn't watched fireworks from one of the resorts. It was really neat.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a different perspective where, you know, when you see images, you know, like promotional images for Disney, you know, that you'll see them on a commercial or something like that. It's always kind of the larger scope, you know, from further out. You don't usually typically see the fireworks from like standing by the partner statue, even though, you know, Disney's really enticing you to do that now with the projections on the castle and it tells the story and the fireworks are supplemental. But, it, you know, for a Disney fan, and especially, I mean, it's exactly like you guys have been many, many times. It's cool to see something. I mean, you didn't have to pay for the party. You got to see the holiday fireworks and, you know, and you can have a drink or a snack over at the Polynesian and it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And we really enjoy the Polynesian. We've never stayed there before, but we've eaten at Ohana before and just really enjoy visiting there.
It's a great way to finish out your first night.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a back day with us traveling that day and staying up kind of late. But we always go really hard on these trips. There's not really a whole lot of downtime for us.
So now I didn't ask you this, but the trips, your parents and just your younger sister, a couple years younger?
Yes, my sister is 19, so we're about 2.5 years apart.
Cool. So now, you guys, do you get up at the crack of dawn? I mean, or do you sleep in a little? I mean, are you more Mike getting up early, Ricky staying, you know, in bed till 10? How's that go? You guys get up and go?
So half of our party is morning people and half are not. So my mom and I always get up really early and, you know, we're getting ready. Probably takes us like 10 minutes each to get ready. And my dad and my sister need a little bit more convincing. And what ends up happening most of the time is my sister eventually will get up and the three of us will head out. And my dad usually meets us at a park later on.
You know, that's one of the things I really do love about Walt Disney World is the abundance of transportation options is that you can do that. You know, like as Paige got older, you know, she got into high school. It was stupid to fight it, you know, because I'm an early morning person. I get up, get my run in, get my shower, and like, I'm ready to roll. Like, let's, you know, I can sleep in when I get home. You know, I want to go do stuff. I'm here. And she could care less. She wants to sleep in. She stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning with her laptop watching Netflix, you know, in the room. And it's like, well, you know, you can't fight a college kid or, you know, a high school kid. And that was the greatest thing is that, okay, just meet us at like 11 o'clock noon and we'll have lunch or something like that. I mean, it's really easy to do that down at Walt Disney World.
Exactly. And it ends up just working out a lot better. You know, it puts my dad in a better mood. Like we're not forcing him to come with us early in the morning and just makes for a better day for us.
Nice. All right. So walk us through. I don't know if we're gonna have time to go like sequentially each day, but, you know, highlights from your times in the parks. Like what do you remember a year later? What's something you want to pass along to the audience? You know, they love I do. I love all the stories of like the fun times, the unexpected times, your, you know, maybe a new favorite, an old favorite, whatever you have.
So I think something that made this trip a little bit different than trips in the past were just some different things that we tried. I think it's really easy to be a Disney fan and go into the parks knowing what you want to do, like you want to do your favorite things. And that might not leave as much room to try new things just because you get in a routine of like, this is my favorite ride. And like, especially if you're going for such a short amount of time, you know, you kind of want to do just what you love. But since we go pretty often, we felt like there could be some room to try some new things. So, for example, we went to 50s Primetime, the next day. So our second day, and that was probably my favorite meal experience I've ever had at Disney World.
So you'd never, in all those trips, you guys have gone many, many times. You'd never been to 50s.
No. Yeah, it's crazy. But it's definitely a favorite of ours now. Our waiter was hilarious. He kept calling my sister trouble. And he was getting on my dad and my sister for being on their phone. So it was just really cool.
I love that stuff. Some people can't stand it. Like, you know, I think with 50s, and it's my wife's favorite place. It's one of my favorite places. The servings used to be a lot bigger, but what can you do? That's just kind of how things are going lately. But it's one of those things, like, you either love the place and all the attention they give you, or I guess some real introverts, maybe it's like their worst nightmare at the same time. I don't know.
Right. And luckily, we're all really easy to mess with. You know, we all were joining in on the fun. And so it was a really good time.
Nice. All right. So what other memories? I love this stuff. Like, and I totally agree with you. Like, when you're down there for like 4 or 5 days, you don't want to go home and saying, oh man, for me, like, I didn't ride Space Mountain, even though it kills me nowadays. I'm getting too old for it. But, you know, like, I don't want to go home and be like, oh man, we didn't do Carousel of Progress. You know, but again, you only have limited time and you want to try the new stuff, especially down the holidays. You got so much other stuff going on.
Right. And it's actually funny that you mentioned Carousel of Progress, because that was another first for my family, which
Whoa,
is crazy.
Wait a second. You hadn't done 50s. That was kind of like a red flag for me, but you haven't done Carousel of Progress. Come on now.
No, it's crazy. I call myself a Disney fan, but yeah, so Carousel of Progress was another new one for us. And, you know, I'm on a bunch of Disney Facebook pages. And it seemed to be a lot of people's favorite ride. And for some reason, it just passed us every time we had gone. But that was something that I was really wanting to try on this trip. And we loved it. Something that we really liked about that ride is just it felt like we knew. What's the man's name?
I don't know. I just call him, he's dad. But I mean, to me, I mean, I don't know if this is just me or, you know, I want everybody that's listening today, drop by our Facebook page. There's a million of them. Drop by ours and let me know. That's Walt Disney talking to me. He's like the dad of all of us Disney fans. I know he's not Walt, but that's what that kind of like Walt speaking to me. But go ahead. Yeah, I don't know what his real name is. I just call him dad.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's really what he was. He felt like a dad. And, you know, we were all just gathered around him listening to his stories. So it was something that my whole family really enjoyed.
So let me ask you this real quick before we move on from Carousel, because I'm really intrigued by this. So obviously you're in all these fan groups, you listen to all these shows, and like that's one of the most quotable or quoted attraction in a Disney park. And you hear about it all the time. So, I mean, you said you really, really enjoyed it, but it's like, did it meet your expectations? Because I'm sure in your mind's eye, you had an idea and you've seen all the pictures and the GIFs and all that kind of stuff. So I just can't imagine somebody that's such a big Disney fan, like going in there for the very first time.
So I honestly went into it thinking that it might be a little boring. And you know, like I said, on these Facebook pages that I'm on, everyone really hypes it up and loves it. But to me, I guess just from pictures and stuff that I had seen, it looked a little boring to me, but I still wanted to try it, and it ended up exceeding my expectations. It just, there was something very nostalgic about
yes.
it.
Yeah. Totally agree. I mean, it's one of those things. It's just, It's comforting knowing it's there, because I can, you know, sometimes I do skip it. I'll go, you know, down for marathon weekend. I won't make it, you know, because it's like I don't want to take, you know, 70 other extra steps from the people mover to get over there. You know, it's too many steps. But, you know, I know, like, if it wasn't there, I'd be brokenhearted. Like, I would miss it big time. So, yeah, I'm glad you got to do it. I just can't believe you stayed away from it for that long. It just intrigues me.
I know. It's crazy. But glad to say that I've done it now.
There you go. Check. All right. So what else did you do?
So that same day that we went to Magic Kingdom, we ate at Diamond Horseshoe, which I actually hadn't even heard of before we went on the trip. My family likes to go to the same restaurants pretty much every time, but we do like to at least incorporate one new restaurant. So this trip, we actually ended up going to, I think, 3 new restaurants. We were really wanting to try new things this trip. And can't say that it was the best meal, but that was more so just because I felt like the atmosphere was a little bland, but the food was actually pretty good. And it was feast style, which is pretty different than what we're used to. We eat a lot of buffets. So that was really neat.
Yeah. I think the thing about like Diamond Horseshoes, like I had never been in there, and I've only been in there one time now in my whole life. And it was for a media event. They had, you know, everybody have lunch there. And it was just, to me, and again, the food was pretty good, but it was just like you said, they just set up a buffet for us to grab something to eat. But I just liked actually going into a place where, you know, 9 times out of 10, that place is closed. You know, so I got to kind of see the inside of something that's behind doors most of the time.
Right. It's it's very hidden.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you walk past it all the time, but you just don't get the opportunity to use that space.
Exactly. So I was definitely glad that we tried that.
Cool. What else?
So I guess something interesting that happened so our last day in the parks, there was a tornado warning.
Oh man.
And that was our Epcot day, and it ended up pouring all day. And none of us brought proper, rain equipment other than ponchos. So, but we still wanted to brave it out, you know, when in Disney, you can do it. Right. And it ended up being really good because the crowds were significantly low, even though it was pouring outside. You know, some people probably don't want to do parks then. It ended up being good, and the wait times were really low. We pretty much finished up at Epcot maybe midday with what we wanted to do. I think all of us ended up going to Hollywood Studios for a bit, and then my family, like, they were just soaked head to toe. We all were, but they wanted to go home and change. And I was like, I'm going to go see if I can get on Slinky Dog Dash, because the whole trip, the wait time was just ridiculous. And none of us wanted to wait that long to ride it. And at this point it wasn't pouring. It was more so just like a lighter rain. And I only waited 35 minutes to ride Slinky Dog Dash in December. So it had just come out that summer. So that was really cool. And of course I bragged to my family later on. They never got to ride it. And I was like, you should have stayed.
That's right. I mean, you know, you get wet in the shower every day, you know, who cares? Let's go ride the new roller coaster.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy doing the parks by myself for like a little bit. You know, it's obviously there's a lot of value in going with your family, but it is kind of nice, you know, just maybe for like a few hours to just do what you really want to do. So I ended up going back on Tower of Terror again by myself. I did Rock and Roller Coaster, single rider. I met Kylo Ren, which was a very interesting experience. I don't know if you've ever met him.
Yes, but it's awkward sometimes.
Super intimidating. Like, I actually was scared in that interaction. And I just left thinking, like, he probably thinks I'm the most awkward person ever. Like, I just didn't know how to talk to him.
He's like looking you up and down and like breathing. Like, okay, I know you're going to get some cool pictures here, photo pass person, but this is kind of awkward. Let's cut this short. Let's go.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, that was interesting, but got some cool pictures out of it. And then we ended up meeting back up later to go to Epcot. And this was going to be the last park thing that we did for our trip. And we ate at Chefs de France, which was another new restaurant for our family. And we loved it.
Yep.
It was very good. I don't know if you've ever eaten there before.
I've eaten there twice on the 4th of July, both times with the crew, with Ricky and Pam and some of our other friends were down there, you know, usually before a cruise. And I had never been in there because it just kind of looked too fancy for me. You know, like, my family, we're Midwestern folk, you know, we like our Texas Roadhouse, you know, we don't like to get things, you know, Chefs de France just seems, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to be eating snails, you know, but it's not that. I mean, I had really good steak and potatoes in there both times. And the atmosphere is super casual, even though, like, you look through the windows, it looks really fancy. It's okay. I mean, I really enjoyed it myself.
Yeah. Like, it has that casual thing going for it, but it's also kind of a romantic vibe to it as well. So I feel like it fits a lot of niches for people. You know, a couple could go there for a nice night out, or a family that's been in the rain all day, it's drenched, can still go in there and have a good meal. So really enjoyed that.
Now, let me ask you this, because you were down there during the holidays. So was there anything like holiday centric that you took part in because you happened to be there during the right time of the year?
So, of course, they do the different projections on the castle for the holidays. We haven't done any parties yet. Just a little out of our price range. It's a goal for us eventually, but We didn't end up going to like a very Merry Christmas party or anything, but we definitely took in all the decor that we could. Something that I really liked about Christmas time here that I hadn't noticed before was Jungle Cruise decorated for Christmas time, and the skippers go hard on the Christmas jokes.
Yes, and as a dad, that makes me happy, because they're mostly like Christmas dad jokes. Oh, I mean, as the Jungle Cruise is, you know, when they flip it over to the Jingle Cruise. But I think one of the things, and you mentioned like the expense of the Christmas parties, and I can't agree more, you know, especially Halloween Christmas parties, they're fun. I've been to a few. I didn't go down in September for that exact reason. I just didn't feel like, you know, I could justify, you know, I had the one night where the party was happening. I'm like, it's over $100 for me to go to the Magic Kingdom tonight. And I have an annual pass. Like, I just, I couldn't pull the trigger myself, you know, because I'd been a few years back. But the thing is, if you go during the holidays, the bonus is, like you said, the decor, seeing Main Street as you see it on the holiday special. Or, you know, when you're at Epcot, you have the Santas, basically, you know, the Papa Noels, you know, the Christmas around the world. You can hear all the storytellers. And, you know, it's just, you have a lot of additional offerings that maybe aren't add-ons, but I mean, they're things that you can do only during that time of the year that you can take advantage of, you know, which I really enjoy. I mean, it makes the crowds higher, but also it kind of gives you, you know, it puts you in the holiday spirit. There's, you know, as Disney fans, that's where we want to be. And if you're a Christmas fan and a Disney fan, it's really kind of a win-win.
It really is. And it really sets us up just that week before Christmas. You know, we always get back a few days before Christmas and just really puts us in the Christmas spirit, and it's just awesome. Disney knows how to do Christmas like no other.
Well, it sounds like a great trip. Now let's real quick talk about this trip you have with your mom. This sounds like a ton of fun. You know, you guys are the go-getters. It sounds like, you know, you're the early bird. You're the get out there and get it. So how's this one going? What's the plan?
So this one is an early graduation present. And I graduate in the spring of 2020. So it's a pretty early graduation trip, but we got free dining. So this is why we are going. And we are going the 22nd to the 26th of November. So just a few days before Thanksgiving. And we're staying at All Star Movies.
Nice. So what do you have as hopes for this trip? I mean, that's right before Thanksgiving, but obviously Christmas has been in full swing here down in Central Florida for 3-4 weeks. What are you looking forward to?
So honestly, just the theme of this last trip was, you know, trying new experiences. And we really got a lot out of that. Everyone seemed to really enjoy just trying the new things. So my mom and I plan on, you know, trying new restaurants. We're going to what's the restaurant in the Grand Floridian?
Oh, you're going to 1900 Park Fair?
1900 Park Fair, yes. Which we've been there before, but I think it was the trip that I was 4 years old. And I think they've changed it a little bit since then. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to Whispering Canyon, which we've never been to. And we've actually never even been to Wilderness Lodge at all.
Oh, man, you're going to love it, especially that time of the year, because the Christmas tree will be up, I would imagine. Oh, it's good. Have your camera ready. And Whispering Canyon, you're going to be so full. It's so good.
Yeah, something my mom and I like to do is we like to look up the menus before we even go on our trips to kind of decide what we want to get. So we already have all of our meals planned, and Whispering Canyon definitely looks like it has one of the best menus.
So fun. And, you know, I love that idea. And you know, obviously I work in travel, so, you know, I want people to travel, because I truly do believe that, you know, when you have an opportunity to make memories with those people you love, whether it's friends or family members or both, I've been, you know, so lucky. I go down with my family sometimes. I go down solo. But when I go solo, there's so many friends there, races. Like you said, you're graduating, you know, it's a big milestone in your life, and you're getting to celebrate with your mom. You know what I mean? That's going to be something you'll remember forever. I love that.
Exactly. And I think it's especially more valuable too, because I'm actually getting married next September.
Oh, congratulations.
So this will, thank you. Yeah. So this will actually like really be my mom and I like, like our special time together before all this change comes next year. Huh. So we're really looking forward to it.
Your mom's going to be a mess.
He probably is. Yeah, this is good. Probably going to be an emotional one for us.
Trust me, I'm a dad of two girls. It's rough. I can't let go. Paige, you got to come home. I know you have a degree. Come back home a little bit. You know, we only see you on TV now, sitting on the bench for the Mizzou women. You know, we're going to see you in the flesh. Yeah, it's a rough time. But that's cool that you have all these memories with your family. You've done this throughout the years. The cool thing about Disney is that, you know, whatever stage of life you're in, you know, you were 4 years old. You went down, you know, had a good time. You know, you're getting, you know, out of college. You're going to get married, probably start a family at some point. And it's the whole thing is, just the roles change. But the comforting thing is that Walt Disney's World there, and you can experience it different ways. That's what I love about this, you know, this whole thing with the Disney phenomenon.
Exactly. Yeah. My mom and I definitely couldn't be more grateful for Disney. It's just provided so many memories for us.
All righty. Well, hey, this is a great way to start a Monday. I mean, I know we're all headed into school and to work, and it may be raining or sleeting this time of year. Who knows? Maybe you're down in Australia. You're like, yeah, it's almost summer. So just don't email me about that, because it's getting nasty here. But it's a great way to start the week. This has been a lot of fun, Morgan. So thank you for taking the time. Congratulations on your graduation here in the spring. And thanks for taking the time to come on and make this Monday awesome.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really enjoyed being on here.
All righty. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They are the resource to use to stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you do that holiday shopping here very, very soon. Bookmark it now, because there are some great specials on Amazon already. I mean, I know Black Friday's a thing. I think Black Friday already started. I don't know. I'm getting all these emails and things are on sale. So, hey, if you're doing that shopping, you can really help us kind of cover everything we do throughout the year to keep everything free for you. We love providing these podcasts. It's really simple. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. Please just click through our link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, we have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. One last thing. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show. We love it when we can deliver that show to you the minute it is released. You don't have to worry about going after it. And we're really, really close to a benchmark with our subscriptions. So if you wouldn't mind, wherever you check out the show, please hit that subscribe button and it will help us very, very much. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your week. For Morgan, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Let's make it a great week and make somebody's day today. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.